I'm Joe Budd from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 2nd of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Thursday, the 25th, the Georgian Dream, or the Kotsevi president, Misha Kavalashvili, delivered an 11-minute speech at the 80th UN General Assembly. He spoke about Georgia's history, peace efforts, 2008 Russia-Georgia war, ongoing war in Ukraine, saying Georgia stands in solidarity with Ukraine because they understood better than anyone what war means. He said Georgia's main priority is to avoid war and protect its people at all costs. He addressed Abkhaz and Ossetian communities in separate regions occupied by Russia, saying Georgia remains open to dialogue and reconciliation. Kavalashvili also said that Georgia is ready for fair, respectful cooperation with all countries, but will not accept ultimatums or threats. It was a profoundly bland and pointless speech, hit all the usual Kotsevi points, but said nothing new, and was made because heads of state, even those illegitimately elected or puppets, stand-ins for the big man, get to make a speech at the UN. Nobody paid any attention anyway. Next up, on Friday the 26th, Mamuka Khazaradze, leader of the coalition Strong Georgia, or Zlieri Lelo, and Gogi Gaharia, leader of For Georgia, or Sakhart Velos Tvis, released a joint statement reminding voters that the two parties will not compete against each other in the municipal elections. This post caught attention because it came with a photo of the two opposition leaders together. Gaharia has not been in the country for several months. His trip to Europe began during the period when opposition leaders were being arrested, including Khazaradze, who was later pardoned by President Kavalashvili. Speaking of the municipal elections, just a day before, Zlieri Lelo and Sakhart Velos Tvis held an event in Nadzaladevi, Tbilisi, to present one of their candidates for the city council. Titush Gebi from the Kotsevi interrupted the event as they started throwing eggs at the crowd. Irakli Kupradze, candidate for Tbilisi mayor, was speaking when the eggs started flying. He didn't stop his speech and said this was how the Kotsevi chose to act during the elections. The event continued shortly afterwards. Still, the egg-throwing incident wasn't the worst for Zlieri Lelo. Over the past week, five of their candidates for Bolnisi, Zestaponi, Khurari, Kizilajlo, and Pirveli Kesalo withdrew from the elections, and at least one of them showed support for the Kotsevi candidate instead. On Monday the 29th, Irakli Kupradze held a briefing saying that the withdrawals resulted from intimidation, harassment, and bribery targeting their candidates, carried out by the police, the state security service, and elements of the criminal underworld linked to the Kotsevi, meaning Zveli Bichevi. As evidence, he shared a recording of a call with Kara Orujev, one of the candidates who withdrew. In it, Orujev described how his younger relatives were indebted to certain businessmen and criminal groups and how promises of jobs and opportunities were made to him in exchange for his cooperation. Boycotting or not, this could be the last elections for all opposition parties, at least if the Kotsevi gets its way. On Saturday the 27th, Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze and his haircut said his party plans to file a case in the Constitutional Court in October to ban parties they see as a threat to Georgia's constitutional order. He said they want to ban the United National Movement, or Natsebi, the Coalition for Change, or Tavis Flebistis, Zlieri Lelo, and Sakhart Velos Tvis, or, basically, all opposition parties. Here's the kicker. He added that under the new law, the ban would also apply to parties with similar goals, activities, or members. So even if Natsebi members form a new party, under a different name, the ban would still apply to them. How convenient. On Wednesday the 1st, 3 days before Georgia's municipal elections, Bidzina Ivanishvili released a public letter. He usually publishes such a letter ahead of elections while staying silent the rest of the time. In this one, he says the hardest thing for him was seeing betrayal inside his own team, most likely referencing Gaharia, who was prime minister under the Kotsevi. Ivanishvili admits his party made mistakes over the past 13 years, but insists none of them threaten Georgia's future. He urges supporters to vote on the 4th of October, calling the election a continuation of the peaceful change that began in 2012. With peace like this, wow! In other news, on Friday the 26th, Moldova barred a crew from Imedi, Georgia's largest TV channel and the main source of Kotsevi propaganda, from entering the country. Imedi reported that a journalist and his camera operator who had gone to Moldova to cover parliamentary elections were held at the airport for 5 hours before authorities moved them to the departure hall. Officials said the journalist lacked proof of accommodation, financial means, and a clear purpose for entry. However, more likely, Moldovan authorities viewed Imedi as a pro-Russian outlet, which it indeed is. As a result, the Ometi crew could not witness firsthand the victory of Moldova's pro-European party. For those not following, Moldova has shown great leadership in Europe in combating disinformation. The Kremlin is estimated of having spent €500 million to influence the outcome of this election and still got their asses kicked. Thank you, Moldova, from the whole world. Speaking of Imedi, Irakli Rukhadze, its owner and one of the richest men in Georgia, received a surprise when he was hosting foreign friends at a restaurant in Tbilisi. Pro-European activists went to his table, tried to explain to his guests that their host was the owner of a channel that was spreading hate and disinformation in the country. She also tried to show them pictures of people who were brutally assaulted by the regime's police. The guests sat awkwardly in silence while Rukhadze started accusing the activists of being paid for disruptions before she was escorted out of the restaurant by staff. The video on Instagram went viral. Check it out in the show notes. On Saturday the 27th, Guardian published an op-ed by Mzia Amaklobeli, founder of independent media outlet Batumelebi and Netgazeti, currently imprisoned for resisting a police officer during pro-European protests. In her letter, Amaklobeli calls on Europe to stand with Georgia, warning that abandoning the country would reward Russian aggression and endanger European security. She paints a stark picture of a government that crushes independent journalism, spreads propaganda, and bends Georgia back into Moscow's orbit. She talks about the courage of young Georgians who fill the streets with EU flags, refusing to back down. Amaklobeli says staying silent would betray her fellow journalists, political prisoners, and the thousands risking everything for democracy. Read the full letter in the link in the show notes. On Friday the 26th, Zaza Shatirishvili, a pro-government commentator and self-proclaimed philosopher, caused outrage with his remarks about young people in Georgia. Speaking on a radio show, he said, "Part of the country's youth has no place in Georgia and should emigrate." He mocked Gen Z, saying many students are indoctrinated and stupid, that Georgia is a conservative country, and they should deal with that. Talking about the importance of conservative values, Shatirishvili praised Spain's former dictator, Francisco Franco, calling him a hero who defended religion and saved Spain from anarchism and liberalism. Not so much the interpretation among most Spaniards, but okay. It seems a week does not go by without an arrest of an opposition member. On Wednesday, the four state security services arrested Zviad Kuprava, a member of Tbilisi City Council from the Nansevi. Authorities say he posted a video on Tuesday the 30th calling on people to disrupt the municipal elections and overthrow the government. In the video, Kuprava says activists would organize at 500 different locations across Tbilisi to foil what he calls a Russian special operation, and he demanded the release of jailed former president Misha Saakashvili and other prisoners. Authorities charged him with publicly calling for the overthrow of the government and for resisting authorities. On Thursday the 25th, Ted Jonas, member of the supervisory board of the Anaklia Development Consortium, wrote that Georgia is wasting a historic opportunity. He says that with Ukraine now striking Russia's Novorossiysk port on the Black Sea, Georgia could become a key trade hub if it had a deep water port capable of handling the largest cargo ships linking Central Asia and China to Europe. That's exactly what the Anaklia project was supposed to do, but nearly 6 years have passed since Georgia canceled its agreement with a Western consortium to build the port. Jonas adds that talks with a Chinese company to replace the consortium have also stalled. He hints the only reason for this lost opportunity is probably that Bidzina Ivanishvili is taking orders from the Kremlin, which desperately does not want an economic competitor on the Black Sea. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you can leave comments in the episode. They're private by default, and we won't publish them. Leave your email if you want us to get back to you. Nachmandis.